PastramiNation.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nolan from Pastrami Nation, and welcome once again to our podcast. This is our third ever podcast. We're really excited for it. I am here with Jason, and Dim Sum Hottie, and we have a lot of exciting things to talk to you about today. First, let's go ahead and kick off with WonderCon, which just happened this past weekend. Myself and Jason went over there, and we had a really good time. It was a blast over there. Jason, you want to tell us about what you thought?
Very much fun. A lot of costume cosplayers. Saw some really nice costumes that somebody took some time to do. And then we saw, like, the Dime Store Winter Soldier with the aluminum foil wrapped around his arm. It's like, wow. And a lot of cool boots, a lot of cool different creators, you know. Dark Horse was really awesome.
Dark Horse is always awesome, yeah.
Yeah, Devastator was great. Aspen.
Absolutely. It was just really cool to go and see this con that we've been to the last 2 years, and it's grown so much. It's become a lot more, I guess you could say, like, perfected.
They've really stepped it up since last year. Last year was just kind of meh. I didn't really know what to think about it. And then this year it's like, wow, it's almost at that Comic-Con level, you know?
And yeah, and we met some great people. The Shiprock and Anchor Dog people, really cool little all-age book. Really cool book. Like he said, The Devastator, which is, there's something wrong with those people who make The Devastator, but it's a really good read.
It's a good wrong.
It is. The Witcher had the number one debut over there with an exclusive cover by the artist for Yasagi Yojimbo. That was really cool. And it was just cool. DC Comics was there. Oni Press, just everybody. It was a really cool thing, really well done. The masses of people were just taking over Anaheim, and it was a good time. So we just definitely, next year you need to go to WonderCon. If you can, go to Comic-Con in July, San Diego. But if not, go to WonderCon. You will not regret it.
It'll be the next best thing.
Absolutely. So we're looking at video games coming up, and we got Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein, now we've been following Wolfenstein for a minute now. We've seen it at E3. It looks amazing. It has a big metal dog. How could you not like a big metal dog?
What's not to love?
Right. And Jason actually has, he's the only one of us that has played an old Wolfenstein game. So do you want to give us a little bit about Wolfenstein?
Well, Wolfenstein then was on the PC. It was a lot like Doom, Duke Nukem, running down hallways, blasting Nazis.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, now it's changed a bit. The plot is in the 1960s, 20 years after the Nazis won World War II. And so that's that element in there, along with, like you were saying, Metal Dogs technology. It looks good, though. It looks like Indiana Jones meets the Terminator.
Oh, wow. That's
awesome. A good mixture right there.
Can't go wrong with that.
Now, I did have one gripe about Wolfenstein, and it's a special edition. A special edition that doesn't include a video game.
What does it include, though?
It includes an art book, and you get, like, a little miniature version of that metal dog, which is really awesome.
Sold.
But for $130, I kind of want the game. You know, even if it's a digital version, I want the game. You know, so...
Yeah, that doesn't sound quite right.
Yeah, when I heard about it, I thought, well, this is the next level of just, like, screwing people. And hopefully it's not a trend. I don't want to see this continue.
It probably is. It's what's coming right after games being released with no campaign, boys.
And that, my friends, is another stab at Titanfall.
Just a little one.
That's okay. Still the only reason owning an Xbox One right now.
Exactly.
Well, the best reason, not the only reason.
True. Very true.
Dead Rising 3. Fun Dead game. Rising. Absolutely. Now we got another game coming up. It's actually a game based on an old movie, Mad Max. I'll let the Jasons kind of sound off on Mad Max. They kind of know what they're talking about on that.
Mel Gibson at his finest.
Oh yeah, Mel Gibson riding around in the sand, blasting people on these cool wastelandish kind of vehicles. What's not to love?
Yeah, trucks with cattle plows in the front. Oh, it's It looks like it's going to be based off the first movie, and if you don't know, basically it takes place in a desert wasteland of Australia, and the character's family is killed by renegades while they're on vacation, and so obviously he has to seek revenge and kill every one of them.
So obviously Max was very mad about that whole thing, and he's out for vengeance.
Max was pissed.
That actually sounds pretty interesting.
Really pissed off Max. Maybe would have been a better title. Yes. He was only mad when his family got killed.
He's really upset now.
He's real mad now. Oh, so yeah. It should be a good game, and obviously it's opened up for it could have a second too with Beyond Thunderdome. There's a second movie, or they could go a different direction with it.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a vigilante game.
I'm just waiting to see how the free roamingness of it'll be, you know, because they can go so far with that, you know, that'd be great.
I would also be interested to see how close they follow the movie plot. If there is going to be stuff in there for the people that do know about the movie and have seen it, Easter eggs, whatever, you know, that we're going to be able to identify having seen the movie.
I think you're forgetting about the generational gap between Xbox One games and
Atari.
Nothing wrong with Pong.
No, not Atari. I can't say much about it, but I mean, even if there were some, I mean, the majority of you know, the age range of people that play Xbox are not, you know, not of the Mad Max kids.
And not to bash on it, like,
absolutely not.
But I have another thing to add on that, because okay, like sometimes you watch a movie and hey, you watch the movie and that's fine. And sometimes you watch a movie and you want to revisit the universe. Like, I think with Lord of the Rings, of course, a lot of people wanted to revisit that universe, and we get, of course, the prequel of The Hobbit. But not knowing anything about Mad Max, do you really want to revisit the universe of Mad Max in video game form?
From yes. Today's generation, probably not. From Mad Max generation, absolutely.
And the Mad Max generation, they are the ones that have the money, I would think.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're not the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, just that they're not the kids anymore. These Mad Max kids, they're around the corner from 40 now. You know what I mean? This is not, we're not, you know, these kids are not in their 20s anymore. They're not.
Not us.
I'm about to get bashed here.
you can sit there and say that, but then again, Dad's the one buying it for his kids, so he can say, hey, get off the Xbox and go to your room. Dad's going to play Mad Max.
Yeah, I'm going to play Mad Max
you
right
know,
now.
That, exactly. That does happen, but I just know that there's a lot of times that I've seen that a lot of dads aren't quite into it the way the kids are, so you've got a lot of games that just kind of sit there because Dad thought they were cool, and the kids are like, what is this? I think that Mad Max has a fighting chance, don't get me wrong, but I think as far as, you know, whether it's going to be as good as or comparing it to, I don't really think there is anything to honestly compare it to, considering the generational gap between it.
It's a good point.
And I think game you could would be, like, you look at the Aliens franchise, and then when the Aliens games come out, yeah. And not to bash on the games, but they're always really disappointing. They do not live up to what people see in the movie. So I'm going to side with Dim Sum Hottie on this. I do think that it has a fighting chance. Am I going to be there day one? Probably not. Will Jason be there day one? Who knows? He probably will.
I hate you.
As will the other Jason.
I mean, it does have a lot of potential to fall on its face just because of the... You might buy it, I might buy it, but that's because we know what Mad Max is.
That's two guys.
We know, right, you know what I mean? If I could probably stand in front of GameStop just on a random day and ask every kid that walks in there if they're going to get Mad Max, and half of them are either going to say no, and the other half might just say they don't even know what I'm talking about.
If you do that, could you YouTube that?
I might.
Think about the movie. Think about if Mad Max was released today. You had never seen it before, and it was released as is, or as was, today. Oh. You guys are, you know, we're talking to a bunch of kids that are so used to amazing CGI, amazing, you know, just things that they did not have back then. So I think that there's a little bit of a hard thing to live up with, you know, up to.
So basically what's going to happen is me and Jason are going to go to GameStop and try to reserve Mad Max. And they're going to say, oh, don't bother. There's no reserve for
you
it.
We don't have a reserve for Mad Max, you guys.
Not a midnight
all right.
launch. We'll just go up dressed in, like, leather and...
With our hair up like that.
I think you're there for something else. And yeah. Then like, go around the street,
security will escort you away from the mall thinking that you're going to do bad things.
Like, okay, weirdos, get away.
Leather.
Well, we'll see what happens when it comes out and we get a good solid review of it.
Yeah.
To me, I'd rank it right in there. Like, if they made a Goonies game.
Oh, sold.
Fall right in there for me. Like, yeah. I just don't want to play it as a game.
Yeah.
I do.
I would not. Why? No.
I would.
I think that I'll watch Jason play it, and I'll probably Google my way through it.
I won't even do that. I can't even watch someone play a Goonie game, but a Mad Max, probably.
I've been trying to think the whole time of something even compared to Mad Max 2 that is more nowadays and I can't.
Waterworld.
That's right before we started this. That's what I said. Waterworld.
Oh, mean.
And we know how well Waterworld did.
Oh, yeah, God, so Waterworld Mad Max equals
Mud World.
Mud World.
That sounds horrible. I'm not even going to say it.
Oh my God.
Not that we went off completely off topic, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So Mud World will be continued. Definitely, yeah. Guys.
I'll be buying Mud World.
Yes, so will I.
Go get that reserve at GameStop.
That one will have a line.
Now, there's one more game we want to talk about, and it's Batman Arkham Knight. That is the last Batman game coming from Rocksteady. It comes out in the fall. How familiar are you guys with the Batman games?
I'm familiar.
Didn't play them.
I honestly, the last Batman game I played was Batman on Nintendo.
Like Michael Keaton Batman? That kind of Batman?
Yes.
Batman Returns.
Like one. It was like, I think it was just Batman.
Where the Penguin's trying to get
like,
you in
you know,
that
back
big
when,
duck.
Back then when it was like Batman, the game.
Yeah.
It didn't have any cool, catchy title with it or anything. It was just Batman.
It was a side-scroller game that was highly frustrating. As you know, we didn't have memory cards and save points. And
we didn't have it that easy back then.
You had
then.
To start the game and play it to the end or else try again another day.
Yeah, there was no save.
Yeah.
Other they should not, make them
what
like
did you
that
guys
now.
Play it on? Wow, there was no save?
Nintendo.
Not on Nintendo.
Or there were saves.
No. I think Legend of Link was one of the first games that you could actually save.
Yeah, you couldn't even save a yeah. Mario game.
No, absolutely not.
Nope. That's why you had to warp and find a way to beat the game in 30 minutes.
Until your dad made you turn it off, mine did.
Or if you had a mean sibling that would hit the reset button on you.
Yep.
Who would do such a thing?
I would.
You jerk.
It's my turn. No, it's my turn. No, you already died. Oh, yeah?
You reset. Died, too.
Now you're dead.
Oh, man.
Now it's my turn for real.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, as far as Batman goes, I haven't played a lot of Batman games. Seen a few of the movies, and I liked them for the most part.
Well, the Batman games, they're notorious for being horrible, usually. The last good one before the modern series was The Rise of Sun Tzu, which is based off of the animated series. But then since Batman Arkham Asylum came out, it kind of shattered that. Like, Batman games are amazing. You have your detective mode. You're going around comboing people, doing counters. They're amazing games. So, I mean, Arkham Asylum, Arkham City. And now this is the third and final part, Arkham Knight, which, from what I saw, we're getting a new villain called Arkham Knight. It's a big armored bat.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It looks pretty awesome. And it's created exclusively with DC just for this game. So, of course, I'm going to be on board. I haven't beat Arkham City yet, but I'm going to be on board.
The first one was the one with the big Joker was the final boss.
It was, and that was amazing. That big Joker was so cool.
I think the Killer Croc was probably harder than the Joker, though.
The Killer Croc was scary.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, breaking stuff apart.
If you were to get any of these games, would you have to get them in order and play them in order,
I would.
In order to understand what's going on? Do they link together that way?
Or the three
could you
do.
Jump into any of them?
You have Arkham City and Arkham Asylum, which will all link to Arkham Knight. And then you have last year's Arkham Origins, which is by a different company, and it's supposed to take place way before. It's like Batman's just starting out. So if you haven't played any of them yet, I would actually start off with Arkham Origins and then go to the Asylum series. And you'll probably have a kick out of it. They're pretty amazing. And being a comic book person, it's awesome to see Batman come to life and Deadshot with a sniper rifle and that kind of thing.
You can actually play like if you were Batman going scoping out the crime scene to get these bad guys, you know?
And it's the voice of Batman in it there.
It's changed a little bit since Nintendo.
The good voice, just right?
Yeah, it's like... Yeah. No, we're not talking about Christian Bale Batman.
Batman.
It's gone
a long
Batman.
Way from the side-scrolling polyphonic music.
Way more. This is a more open world.
Mad Max. It's
Mud World, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Singling out the 80s
there
guys.
Is an age gap here, folks.
But not with me. That's the funny thing, is that, you know, I am the same age as you guys.
You just don't remember Mad Max.
I do remember Mad Max. My father loved it.
They didn't show Mad Max in Mayberry, I guess.
I didn't live in Mayberry. My goodness.
Mayberry.
Oh.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
All right, so yeah, look for Batman Arkham Knight. It should hit right around October when it usually hits, so we'll be checking it out for sure. Now, the main thing we want to talk about today, of course, is girls in gaming.
From Mayberry.
from Mayberry.
Live from Mayberry.
A Mayberry perspective.
So we'll go ahead and turn this over to our very own Dim Sum Hottie. Give us a little perspective about your life as a girl and a gamer.
What's up, guys? I want to start off by letting you guys know that that I am not a gamer girl. I'm a girl that plays video games. There's a big distinction there.
What's the difference there?
I did not jump on this bandwagon to meet boys or to sound cool and, hey, guys, I'm playing COD. What's up? Yeah, no, that's not me. I could care less about those kind of games. I'm only into the games that I like. I really don't care. I do it for me. I do it because I enjoy it. I do it because I, you know, started off playing Nintendo. Like I said, I am the same age as the rest of you too. But I think that being online has in some ways it has kind of deterred me from playing as much Xbox as I used to when I started playing Xbox 360. People are just rude. Guys in general have this horrible perspective that I belong in the kitchen.
You guys suck because you're a girl, right?
So. No, I've never been told that I suck specifically because I'm a girl, but I have been told that I don't belong there, that I belong in the kitchen, that, you know, my place is cleaning house and cooking. Wow. And or they ask me if I'm a young gay boy. I get that a lot.
Wow. Whoa. Or they automatically assume that you're 500 pounds.
Oh, and that's the next thing. The next thing up is if I'm not a young gay boy and I'm not in the kitchen cooking and I'm playing video games, it's because I'm this extremely ugly, overweight, unmarried, you know, sloth of a girl, you know, and that could be the only explanation as to why I'm playing video games. It couldn't honestly be because I like them.
So it sounds like we have a lot of cavemen out there, a lot of people that are just ignorant and, I mean,
stuck in the Stone Age, yeah.
And it sounds like they can only come out, you know, when they're behind their little microphone.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't really see this, you know, when you're out in the real world, maybe it's because they're closet gamers and this is when they get their power. Like, give me my COD and I'll jump on there and I'll trash anybody and then I'll turn it off and go back to my basement.
Absolutely. You know, and the other type of person or males that I meet are, you know, that there's a few that are just, you know, right on, that is so cool. They tell my husband how lucky he is, you know, a lot of my friends or our friends, you know, are like, oh, we're not married, but if we do get married, you know, we want to marry a girl that's like that. You know, I don't sit on the couch and glare at him like, when are you going to get off this stupid Xbox? I could care less. Honest to goodness, I mean, he'll sit up in the bedroom and I'll be sitting there, you know, doing whatever, reading if I don't feel like it, and he'll play right there. I've never been that kind of girl, you know, it's never. Or the guys that just. They want my number, you know, they think that for some reason I'm like, oh, it's a girl Uno? That's playing, so hey, do you want a video chat? I'm like, no, like,
hey,
you know,
kick me. Yeah,
a little bit back to what you were saying about them being disrespectful to you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that stems from the fact that they don't appreciate a girl beating them either. They don't appreciate the fact that when they lose a match and there's a girl on the other team, that's the first person they're going to attack because they
seek me out as the weakest link.
She can't be good because she's a girl.
They do. They seek me out as the weakest link.
Well, guess what, buddies? I mean, that's life. Women can do things just as good or better than men.
Welcome to 2014.
Thank you. Yeah, this is no news. Everybody should know this, but it looks like we still have a few knuckleheads out there that...
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I run into more negative than I do positive, believe it or not.
Which is why party chat, private chat, and party chat are
greatly appreciated.
Greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're no longer in an open room where everybody can hear everybody and everybody can talk to everybody, and you have to go through the hassle of blocking people, muting people. It's just
I still get a plethora of messages that, you know, call me horrible names because my gamer tag is Dim Sum Hottie, if you guys haven't figured that out by now.
I didn't know that.
No, it's my real name. And you can obviously tell by my gamer tag that I'm a female. You can also go into my bio and completely tell that I'm a girl. You know, there's no hiding that, and I won't hide it either.
You shouldn't have to.
But I get some pretty mean messages up on Xbox.
What kind of games do you prefer to play?
I don't have a specific genre of game, actually, and I think that goes back to our podcast one where I said I fall in love with stories. I absolutely fall in love with characters and where they come from, what they're doing, what they're fighting for.
So, like, Pokemon?
No, I never did Pokemon. I'm a Gears of War girl.
Yeah.
I'm...
One of the greatest stories ever told.
Oh, yeah.
Maria and Dom, that story right there sucked me in, and
yeah, I'm a huge fan of it too.
I cried every time I play it. I cry.
If you don't,
but I love
if you
Fable.
Didn't cry, you're lying.
I love Fable. I love those games too, which I guess are very girly games to like.
I play Fable. I really like Fable.
I love them. I love the Thiefs. I love all the you know. I like a lot of the single player you know games that just take a lot of time and a lot of you know.
More in-depth, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I probably would like multiplayer a little bit more if I didn't have to deal with all of that chauvinistic crap. It's ridiculous. Women are in the military. Women are you know, all over the dang place. Dude, get over it. They're in your video games now. You know, how many of you guys do I watch, you know, when you have a chance to play as a female character, will you pick that female character?
Oh, every time.
Why? Oh,
yeah. Because... usually they're slimmer, and I, for some reason, in my head, think they're harder to shoot.
Well, maybe the guys that I'm talking about don't assume that truth. Because they assume that I'm like an 800-pound horrible troll.
Oh, no, I mean like Gears of War, you know, I would use Anya or somebody as opposed to, you know, Coltrane or Dom just because I think the character has a smaller profile and I might not get shot as easily.
As opposed to the hulking mass of Dom.
It might be a terrible, like...
I don't think there's any strength to that argument, buddy.
There probably isn't, but I feel better. It gives me peace of mind.
Well, what's your perspective? You're married to a girl that loves video games. I remember the first time I told you that I liked video games. I remember that you acted just like those guys on Xbox.
I died 11 years ago. And I ascended into heaven.
That's a t-shirt coming soon, folks.
It's the best way to describe it.
Nice.
So, yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, you like... some girls might be like, oh, I'm a gamer. I love playing video games, but they really don't because they think it's something attractive to say to guys. But I know for a fact that you actually do.
I have more gamer points than you do.
Wow.
I have a higher gamer score than you,
called
darling.
You out.
Put you on blast.
Word. The mic has been dropped, everybody. The mic is dropped.
Well, that right there just proves that I'm not in it. You know, I'm not in it for any other reason but the fact that I love my games.
Yeah, and there's different games. You got your multiplayer. You've got your games you prefer in single player. Obviously, it sounds like your favorite multiplayer game would be Gears of War as far as the series. And
Titanfall. Sing-
She doesn't like Titanfall because she doesn't know
I
why.
I don't understand.
And the story's not there. This is what we talked about in the first one.
I don't understand it. And I have a hard time, you know, getting into something like that I honest to goodness don't understand. If there's no rhyme or reason as to why I'm doing something, why am I going to do it? I'm not.
Brainless killing.
Yeah.
See that?
Who doesn't love that?
I think that's going to come down to it to a guy girl thing. I don't know a lot of girls that just, you know, brainless killing. Maybe our daughters, you know, the ones that are us gamer girls are having, you know, girls and they're playing, you know, really young now. Maybe they'll be into that. Me personally, I'm not.
Does playing games alleviate stress for you?
You know what? Absolutely not. I don't. It's funny. A lot of guys will tell me, you know, oh, you're so stressed out. Da 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 da. Go listen to some heavy metal music. Go play some video games. To be quite honest, dude, that stuff like makes me all wired worse. It frustrates me. I will admit, you know, being the age that I am and that I am a female and I did, you know, start gaming, I guess, a little bit later, you know, than everybody else did as far as Xbox stuff goes. I had a hard time acclimating to strafing and walking with two different thumbsticks. I had a very hard time with that. I got very frustrated. So I'm going to admit it now. You know, my hand-eye coordination is not the way that Jason or your guys is. I watch you guys play. You guys are a little bit more forward-thinking as far as I go. With me, I have to think a little bit longer, a little bit harder, and in those few seconds, I may get killed a little bit more. So I do tend to get a little bit more frustrated on multiplayer. I think that I'm in a little bit of a disadvantage there because of that. But I don't think that that is because I'm a girl. I just think it's because of who I am personally.
I think that if everything did have an Xbox 360 controller layout, we could pretty much do anything really well. In our cars, we could probably fly a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Our hands are probably, when we're 80 years old, going to look like
arthritis.
You could probably just slide a 360 controller right in there and it'd just be cramped up like that.
Come second nature, like...
Yeah, it's...
So what's your guys' opinion about Gamer Girls? Have you guys ran across any online?
I've only ran across a few, and actually I ran across them in real life from my time working at GameStop. Yeah. But they all played World of Warcraft. That was their extent of gaming, or maybe Pokemon.
Oh.
And that was it. To hear someone say, a girl say, I play Gears of War like you do, like, I have never heard that until I met you. So I think it's pretty awesome. I'd also like people to look at it as, what if the shoe was on the other foot? What if guys were being bashed by girls, like, every single time they're on there, simply because of their gender? Like, that's ridiculous. Like, knock it off, really.
Yeah, it's silly, guys. I mean, there's a girl I talked to at work. She's a gamer like you. She's into a lot of the fighting games, and she really knows, like, a lot more of the characters than I do somewhat. And we were sitting in the break room one time, and this clown comes in and just talking, oh, you like video games? What are you into? Dance Dance Revolution? I'm like, really? Come on, dude. I mean, did you just not hear her talking about ripping somebody's head off? And it's just like, it's a stereotype. It's a horrible stereotype that, oh, well, because she's a girl, she's got to like Dance Dance Revolution and Pokemon, you know, and fighting games and action games where you shoot them dead are out of the question, and that's just ridiculous, you know?
And I'll tell you right now, when she plays Gears of War, she doesn't just play Gears of War. She's she plays it with an intensity.
Yeah.
That she, I mean, I think everything she does is with a level of intensity that would make some of us run, but... Even watching sports, I don't think. Yeah,
don't watch any Falcon games.
Oh my god,
go Chargers!
It stresses me out.
The Facebook posts stress me out.
They scare me.
You know, it once again. It falls down to, you know, wanting to attach myself to the things that are a part of my life, whether it be video games or my football team or the people in my life or my family. You know, it honestly does. But I think that the whole guy's perspective on girls and gaming, it comes down to what everything else comes down to, and that is that we came from a time where women were oppressed. We were not allowed to do the things men did, and it was only in the time when men were not available to do those things that women were allowed to, and as soon as men came back, we were put back where we were supposed to be as far as, you know, what they thought was right. Times are changing, and I think video games were one of the last places that you guys had that we weren't anywhere near. We were the ones in the background going, you know, get off of that Xbox. Are you kidding me? You know, you don't spend enough time with me, dude. Who cares? You know, that's not... You're laughing at me, huh?
It's true. I'm laughing with you.
It's kind of worked out to your advantage, too, because do you know how much hotter you are because of it?
I have no idea.
That's very true.
I don't know how to answer that
honestly,
question.
Yeah,
I'll agree. It could make a 6 a 10.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a fanboy's dream.
Are you
dream,
calling
you
me
know?
A 6?
That is not what I said.
Right away, that's what I thought. I thought you better run, man.
Think about it.
Very much.
Oh,
so.
I agree. Someone with a genuine interest in that, it makes you really like, yeah, like this is more of a real person instead of this shell that you're putting on. And then later on, you're like, oh, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, how do I do this? How do I play? So yeah, I agree 100%.
That's the gamer girl versus the girl that likes video games.
Now, where is that stereotypical gamer girl like from? Is there like a place where they're from? Like, where would you like if you saw it, like, oh yeah, you have stereotypical gamer girls and they live this place? Is there anything? High school.
High school. Yes.
I'm gonna have to say high school is where they.
I would say like up north
primarily.
I'd say go to the anime expo.
I don't know.
Do you think that there's still a lot of people? I'm sorry, not people. A lot of girls that are in hiding.
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Anymore.
I think there are, and I think they're afraid to come out because they get attacked like you have been.
I don't think so.
Do you think
think
they're secretly
there
playing, or maybe they're not even playing, but they really want to?
Maybe they're playing under their brother's profile.
Yeah.
I think you have more boys playing under girls' profiles, to be honest, because.
I've done it.
I mean,
So what?
Yeah, he has done it. And he's had me banned from Xbox twice because he's been on my profile doing not so nice
Some
things.
Some people just can't handle.
And
can't
because
handle
I'm a girl, what happens is I get because Jason will be on my profile and he'll be, you know, doing whatever it is he's doing, whether it be teabagging people, which is something that I'm going to have to tell you guys is something that I don't really do very often. There are a few times in Gears of War where I have heard the other team being extremely rude about me being the last person alive, and I've killed them all, and I have teabagged each one of every one of you. So if you guys were so lucky just to be teabagged by me, hey, what's up, guys?
What it is, the controller stick was really worn out from
the
playing, so it would repeatedly want to go down, and I'd have to keep pushing it back up.
We're sure that's what it is. Yeah.
But because my profile is a girl, my name is a girl, because, you know, because Jason's on there doing very guy-like things, things that I see him do all the time, every day on his profile, and never gets anything. Nobody ever reports him. Nobody ever, you know, says anything to him. But because it's a girl that's doing it, for some reason, your guys' egos come into play.
Oh, I can
and
feel
you guys
rage.
Get so mad thinking that it's me, which sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not, that you guys will go ahead and you'll tattle like little kids at in school. You will tattle and say, you know, ooh, I'm telling, you know, and you'll go and you'll tell on me, and then you'll have me banned for 3 days from Xbox because your ego is hurt, not because I actually broke any rules or I did anything wrong.
It's because these internet smartasses got a taste of their own medicine and they can't take it.
A little bit. I mean, given the opportunity to teabag me in a game, I'm sure each and every one of them would.
Oh, and it's happened. And you know what? And
I don't get mad and go, oh, I'm going to go tell, and I'm going to file the complaint.
And you're also, more importantly, you're not going to stop playing.
No, I don't.
You're not going to throw your controller.
It has deterred me. It has, you know, I'm not real hep on going online a lot of the times anymore. I'm getting to the point to where it's like, really, could you come up with something new? No, I'm not going to go make you a kitchen. I'm in the kitchen to make you a sandwich. No, I'm not barefoot and pregnant. No, I don't look like a troll. No, I'm not 500 pounds. No, I don't have a wart with hair growing out of it on my nose.
But I will two-piece you with my gnasher.
And then I'll probably teabag you a little bit after.
See?
That's the truth. Spoken right there.
You know, I would rather pistol whip you than shoot you with my Lancer, to be honest. But that's your own fault.
See? Well, see, and this has given us a good insight because, I mean, being guys, of course, we don't know the way a female interprets it. And of course, a lot of times we know, hey, if we're being jerks, not me personally, but we know, hey, if we're being a jerk to her, we know we're being a jerk.
Absolutely.
Now, this is you confirming that, hey, you know, I mean, you put up with it and you don't let it, you know, stop you completely.
No, not at all.
And I think that should tell these people to just, you know, grow up. Move on. If you can't handle it, well,
go
the real
the
world's
basement.
Outside. Like.
Women are here to stay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're going to play games. And they're going to have their own clans on Xbox because they've been doing that forever, too.
So if you don't like that, then I think you should go find yourself at NES and not have to worry about online play.
Not even that. You know, I don't expect that, you know, people should not have that opinion. It's going to be there.
Solitaire.
Magic the Gathering. Oh, no. Go back to Magic the Gathering, guys.
You know, a lot of those guys making those comments would never in real life say anything like that because they're too chicken shit, and they are the 500-pound trolls that would probably be playing Magic.
I've been to enough midnight launches to know that, guys.
That's mean.
But he's been there with them, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Was
it's different
not,
when I'm
that
there.
Was not trashing.
Yeah.
I know
trashing
that when I
himself.
Go to the midnight releases with you, I find that there is usually a group of boys that will sit there and talk to me the entire time. They're usually a little bit younger than me. But I do know that they,
the
you know.
Hell was that?
And you've never been teabagged at a midnight launch.
Absolutely not, no. Nor have I been called a 500-pound ugly troll.
That they will do it online, but they don't have the guts to do it at midnight
you know what?
Launch.
That's
life.
Another point exactly. to make, yes.
90% of the guys that talk shit to me online wouldn't talk shit to me in real life to begin with.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's that security of the mic and the system to where you don't see them.
Absolutely.
You can't reach over there and be like, hey, knock it off, stupid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know? And if you think she beat you on the game, man, in real life,
you're not seeing her beat people
a whole
in real
lot
life.
Trouble.
Yes.
Jesus.
Stop being nice and start getting real.
Oh, yeah.
Shit just got real, yeah. Well, no, I thank you, you know, for letting us inside of this. You're the inside of this world because, like I said, we don't see all this, you know. And I think a lot of people are going to really appreciate that. And I know, of course, the girls gaming are really going to appreciate it because, you know, you're a voice saying exactly what they're all thinking. So,
Absolutely. No problem at all. And you know, for all of you girls out there that are just starting, don't let it stop you. Continue gaming. Do what you love. For all of you girls that have been doing it, that have been dealing with it, keep your head up and continue to deal with it. Because you know what? It's either going to stop or it's just not going to matter anymore. One day, it'll be one of those things for you.
Absolutely. And on a closing note, I would just like to say, and just real quickly, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is coming out next week on Thursday. We'll be there. We're going to see it. We recommend everybody go see it. Sinister Six. Hashtag Sinister Six.
You know, oh, yeah.
You have to do that.
I'll be too busy playing Xbox.
Playing Titanfall and Mud World.
And Mud World. I'll be playing Titanfall and anticipating Mud World.
No, he's going to be over at the midnight launch with me to get Mad Max.
I'm not dressing up as Tina Turner, by the way.
I think they're just going to do that midnight launch at 8, though.
8 in the morning.
8 in the morning.
Yeah. It's called regular store hours.
For the only two guys there.
It's going to be the first time they did a midnight launch at 8 a.m. at GameStop for us.
I'm sure there's going to be another guy your age probably there.
No, they're only going to get one copy of the game because they're going to think they just wrote the same name twice.
I'll save you a place at the back of the line.
Yeah.
There we go. So we want to thank you once again for listening to Pastrami Nation. Signing off, this is Nolan Smith.
Jason Smith.
The other Jason.
And Dim Sum Hottie.
We'll see you next time.
PastramiNation.com.
Pastrami!